Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Well, we are back, and I'm only back for 2 weeks because the first of the year is coming. I have been trying to put things together for you for the new year because new year is new things for us. And is there really time for this? Okay, do you really have time to wait on doing it tomorrow or even the next hour? You know, scheduling your time is very important, you guys, because the holidays are here. You have school parties, you got work parties, you got friend parties, hangout time, you got shopping to do, you got to do wrap time, you got to figure out where you're going to hide everything. So what are you doing, though, for your next year, your business endeavor? Did you start a business? Did you launch a business? Did you even build a business? And nothing happened. Like, are you wondering what happened? Why didn't my friends and family come and support me? Why didn't my friends and family share my business? Because it's your responsibility to share your business. It's your responsibility to invest in advertising and videos and pictures, professionally done or not. You need to be responsible for that, not your friends and family. And I know that sounds a little harsh, but we're here to have that hard conversation. So my question to you is there really time for this? You ask yourself that whenever you decide, okay, I want to do this. No matter if it's an MLM or a home business, it doesn't matter if you launch your own business at home, you're doing something. That T-shirt doctor, young lady, she is doing it. You hear me? Y'all can get on these Amazons and do all this shopping. You can buy this stuff. Y'all craft, see? You do your crafts. You do your cooking. You know, share your video. But do a video on how you prepped it. Do meals for the senior citizens in your community or even in your neighborhood. Start there. Those people know you. They already know you, and I guess they like you. I don't know. But if they do like you and love you, then guess what? They're going to be excited that you decided or took it upon yourself to bring them meals. Okay, prep those meals. I'm not saying Meals on Wheels ain't no good, but I know sometimes my mom likes a home-cooked meal, and sometimes she's just not able to get up and do that for herself, okay? So it's okay. So we're going to chit-chat just for a little bit because my time is ticking away, but let's ask a few questions. I know there are many of you who maybe started a legacy for your family. Maybe you started a business of some sort, and most of these folks is children. Most of them our kids. These children are very intelligent. They're launching things. And why is it being so successful? I'm just going to say, in my opinion, everybody loves kids. Everybody will support a child. That's why do you think the popcorn and cookies sell so much when it's the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts? You know, those cookies, I'm not going to flip. They ain't really all that good no more. They used to be pretty tasty. But they flipping. But you know what? They have a clientele. Why? Because they have Girl Scouts, and those Girl Scouts were groomed from day one on how to be entrepreneurs. They sit at the grocery stores and the churches and in the malls and some parents at the house, and they sell them cookies in their driveway, at the park. Doesn't matter. They're sending out these sheets to get orders from their parents, friends, and families to buy these cookies and popcorn from their kids. Why? Because people buy from children. That's just where it is. It's just the way it is. That's why that people give, I'm not saying to belittle what people do for kids, but kids, you got income funds coming in for children all the time. It's them grown-ups that we have a hard time with. If you're an adult and you're pushing to do something creative or something different, then your people going to turn their nose up at you. You know, you need to go get a real job. Well, there might be some of us out here, and I'm one of those someones who can't get a real job because I have an illness. I have an unknown nerve and seizure disorder. And if you don't know my story, then that's going to have to be for another show. But my story is that I have traveled on this journey a long time. And for 12 years, dealing with something unknown, that's a faith walk right there, first of all. but it's also having to reinvent yourself and create a new you, okay? I had to create my new you. And the new big thing nowadays is affiliate marketing. Now, I know y'all like, oh, Lord. But affiliate marketing, I'm going to breathe through this as fast as I can before I run out of time. But affiliate marketing is something that we at Epic Expo Networking, my events, I used to do the physical, but more and more people are not coming out. They're not even supporting the vendors that are there. Why? Because vendors don't open their mouth to say, hey, I'm going to be here. You got to advertise, y'all, 2 weeks out, all the way up to the day of. And then you gotta really put it out there, hey, y'all, come by here. Come by this. If you purchase something, come pick it up. Like, you got to push it. You got to do the work for advertising your own thing. So we decided to just go virtual, and I have a treat for you. We're introducing something new to the community to support our friends and families. But, okay, this is some things that I want you to know about it. We are here to support those who know and love the journey that we're on, which is faith-based, you guys. We are Christians up in here. And as Christians, we believe that those are the ones that are consistently helping the ones in the community, but also are struggling, you guys, because you got funds going out as fast as they come in, and you don't have anything that can generate them another income. Well, life happens to us all, Christians or not, and everyone needs help. And usually we're busy giving to outside the church that when we have believers in our churches, in our church family, we don't have the funds available because we've depleted them due to lack of funds coming back in. So without asking the congregation or organizations, hey, can you put in the pot? You know, it makes it hard for them to be able to help their own. So that's just like family. If you got family and you always got that one, everybody's pitching in to help, and then the time comes when the one that's always helping everybody else needs help, nobody has anything. Why? Because they feel like, you know, well, they ought to have saved some money. They ought to put some money back. Well, if I wasn't giving it to everybody else all the time, I'd have some money. But anyway, to become a financial blessing to others, we have to have the support team in place in order to fund a lot of these needs. We found that solution, you guys, and I'm going to tell you in a minute. While you're shopping at your home, in your business, at your church, no matter for whatever you're shopping for, your purchases from our virtual mom, yes, we have created to the where you have the power now to give to a community organization and a company-based organization to support them. Yes, shop and support. And you're not really buying anything from us. All we've done is created a portal that has all these brand name stores that you got to shop at on a 24/7 from services, even Microsoft. You got Best Buy. You got Walmart, Target, Dollar Tree. Like, I could go on and on. There's over 150. Banana Republic, No Kohl's. There's so many. But the EPIC in our organization stands for every purchase is community support for us. Every purchase. So when you go through our portal and pick the store you want to shop, then go in there, log in as usual, or if your app opens automatically, it doesn't matter. Just do your shopping within our portal at those stores that are in there. You can even get plane tickets and hotels. Y'all, I'm telling you, anything you want to do these days, it's going to be in there. Why? Because we know people love to shop, and they don't like to give because they don't want to give up their money to shop. So we made it easier for you. So are you ready to support a charity or an organization? This is the way, okay? When you shop at your favorite stores, when you travel, make a travel arrangement, a family trip, church missionary trip, even a mini staycation vacation for yourself, this is what we have for you. So what about your printing needs, y'all, supplies, churches, when y'all get your banners, your cards, your programs? Anything that you need for your business, a restaurant. Restaurants, when y'all go shopping for your food, for your supplies or napkins and stuff like that, you will need to make all of those purchases as usual. You can continue business as usual without trying to stress about extra funds for somebody walking in your door asking for charity, okay? So Microsoft, Vistaprint, Fiverr, Constant Contact, Etsy, Walmart, Target, Maurice's, like, I can keep on going, but that's just the name of a few. We got the things for the crafters with Joann's and Michael's. So y'all need to just support us and help us move forward. There is no comparison. I'm really excited about it. So break those generational curses. Get your business moving by and even supporting others, because it's the word says it's better to give than receive. And you're going to be able to buy for yourself and give at the same time. Buy what you want for you, even when you're buying Christmas gifts for the Christmas tree fund go through the portal, pick the store you want. We have our sickle cell. They're having a toy drive. The 15th is the last day to bring your toys. So go in through the portal, find the stores, and get your toys as much as you want to purchase or buy for whomever you want to buy for, and make a donation also to the sickle cell at the same time. How about that? So I am, that's it for my little push for how we sharing and helping one another through life, but I know it's got to be encouraging for you. So is it really that hard to start something great and to pass it down generations after generations? Well, like I said, this is something you can do, your kids can do, and then you can start paying your kids to do it, and that's a write-off. So I think that's another show. But what are some skills that you have that could be turned into a great something for your family? Can you make them proud by doing this something for you? Like, change that whole view of your last name. Like, people hear your last name, be like, oh, Lord, that's who your family is? Oh, but yeah, they crazy. Oh, you need to run from them. You don't want to be that family. So change your last name legacy, okay? It's time. You can do it. It's plenty of time to get it done. Yes, there is really time for that, okay? This is that. We're going to help you do that. And then, of course, how much do you think it would cost you with your one something or even two, three, five somethings? It doesn't matter. Maybe you wash cars really well. Maybe you braid hair. They had one young lady, she braided hair, and they just came and shut her business down because she was braiding hair, y'all, and she was taking cookies from some folks. That's what I think. But now they're trying to make her go to create a school to teach people how to braid hair. So it's just got to always find a way to dip into your greatness. So create your greatness, y'all, and do it the right way. And then that way you don't have to worry about anybody else. You comb your kids' hair every day. You braid your kids' hair every day. Why not teach some friends how to braid their own kids' hair? Not trying to take business from anybody, but you guys, this is something that y'all can teach to your kids early in life. And then your kids, your kids' friends, they can do they friends' hair. See what I'm saying? Cut hair. Teach these girls and boys how to get them clippers and cut their siblings' hair. Y'all got a large family and you can't take everybody to the barbershop. Guess what? Train one of them kids in that house. Somebody is willing to learn it, okay? I'm just saying. So let's talk about it at some point to share your greatness. We got our Epic Expo networking event is coming up in January on the 15th. And on the 14th, of course, I will be giving you guys highlights of the vendors who have decided to participate. But if there's no vendors, guess what? Madeline's going to handle it all by herself just like she did in September. I don't worry about anybody wanting to move forward but don't want to do the work, y'all. That's stress. Y'all, I'm just going to be honest with y'all and be real with y'all. That's stress. And don't put that on yourself. I'm telling you from Madeline. This is so real, Madeline, keeping it real daily. Creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Hopefully this was helpful for you, and I need you guys to be great, not just this year and the remainder in 3 weeks that we have, but in the 2024, I want you to be awesome. You do have time for this. Yo this and yo that. This is what that is. Have a great one. Madeline Bass. Go make you some money.